They strode up the ramp, and a golden form hastened into view as fast as its servos could carry it.
"Mistress Leia, Master Han, thank goodness you've come to liberate us!"
exclaimed 3PO. R2 rolled into view, and even his normally cheerful tootles and tweets had an anxious edge to them.
"See?"
said Han. Three blue heads poked out from the side, and six long tufted ears swiveled forward. Their eyes were bright with curiosity.
"So, this is our boss," said one.
"About time,"
said another.
"How exciting to meet the head of state,"
said the third. Jag strode up the ramp, putting on his best diplomatic demeanor. "So, these are the squibs who have been so helpful to me in the Empire. You must be Amala," he said to the smallest one, bending over and extending his hand. Amala closed long fingers about it and rubbed it on her cheek. Jag took no offense. He was familiar with the habits of this species.
"I'm Grease,"
said one of the males, emulating Amala.
"And I'm Sly,"
said the third.
"I understand you've known the Solo family for quite some time," Jag continued.
"We're old friends,"
said Sly. Behind him, Jag heard what might have been a muffled snort from Han.
"Old friends who put bounties on their heads?"
Jag continued in the same mild tone of voice.
"Well," said Grease, "there were reasons behind it. Very good reasons, actually."
"And now there aren't,"
said Amala.
"So now we're partners again. And in a way, partners with you, too."
"So it would seem," Jag said. "It looks as if the life of adventure suits you all, considering how long you've known the Solos."
Gree's whiskers bristled, but Amala said,
"Well, some beings just age better than others."
"That's it," said Leia. "You're too young."
"Oh, flatterer,"
said Amala.
But Leia shook her head. "It's not about flattery, Amala. It's about the simple fact that all three of you are younger than you were when we first met you."
Beside Leia, Han was nodding.
"You're right. There was something wrong. I couldn't put my finger on it."
"Clean living,"
said Sly.
"Yep,"
said Amala.
"Helping our partners and doing the right thing."
"That's poodoo," Han said, growling. "Your ears."
"What about them?"
said Amala, looking impossibly innocent.
"They're way too big. And Sly, take off that coat now."
Sly looked offended and clutched the coat tighter around his frame.
"Why should I do that?"
"Sly, please. Humor Captain Solo. I'd be very appreciative if you would."
Jag smiled.